Welcome to Cougar Cast with Keith Schertz and Tosh McIntosh. Cougar Cast, covering BYU football and basketball. Email the show, cougarcast@gmail.com, and follow on Twitter at cougarcast. See what the guys have to say on Cougar Board. Find them at 4Mac and Cougar Cast.
Merry Christmas and a special national championship version of Cougar Cast. And my name is Keith Schertz, and I am here with the managing editor of VanquishTheFoe.com, Kevin Kennedy. Kevin, how are you doing today?
I'm doing awesome. How about yourself?
Doing very well. And how about what these girls are doing on the women's volleyball team? It's really impressive stuff. BYU is in the national championship game. Kevin, you went out on a limb and predicted a Final Four for them last time we had you on, but you didn't go that next step. Do you have any regrets?
No, because, you know, honestly, they have done so well. You know, I'm just happy that they're, I never saw them. You know, I knew they had the talent, but I thought there was other teams out there that had more talent, but I'm thrilled to see them go this far.
Of course. I mean, it's been an absolute blast to watch this team, you know, come together. So my sneaky secret, and I know it's easy to say this at this point, but I actually have had a smart record, like DVR season pass on this women's volleyball team. And I haven't watched every point, right? But I'll kind of scroll through, see if they won or lost, kind of watch a few points. And I got to say, you know, I just from the first time I saw him throughout the year, we talked earlier in the year, but just the ability of these women and their ability to play the game volleyball, it's just stunning to watch.
Absolutely. I mean, you can't get more excitement in a setting. The Smith Field House has been electric all year. And it's gotten to the point where even my wife has to shut the kids up when they're playing because the kids are cheering as loud as anybody and she can't hear a thing. So
so your whole family gets around the TV now and watching the games?
Everybody but my wife, yeah. She's not a sports fan, so she'll let the kids do it. But, I mean, the kids have, you know, they'll come in and out for most of the sporting events, but they had the whole, even when I wasn't home yesterday, they had the whole volleyball game on, so I caught the last set. And but the kids informed me about what was going on the whole time. So
that's awesome. And I think that they've really been very good. Now let's talk just for a minute about obviously they've been very good, but first unranked team to make the national championship game, over three blocks per set. That's the leading the nation, and that speaks to that dangerous front line that they have. Obviously, Jen Hampson and Alexa Gray getting a lot of run nowadays, but also Amy Bosworth and the addition of Alohi Robbins Hardy, the two sports star, just here at the end of the season, has made a big difference in their ability to defend at the net.
Absolutely, and you know, one of those great things is that, you know, she's come in and her and Camry Willardson have done a great job, you know, setting the ball for Jennifer and Alexa. But don't forget Whitney Young. No one expected her to come out and just dominate those, you know, that front line. She's actually leads the team in blocks with 226, you know. And, you know, Boswell gets all the accolades, but, you know, Whitney's right there along with her. And, you know, that big three right up front just, you know, it puts fear into the opponent.
Yeah, it's a great point, yeah. And I just, you know, it's been a lot of fun, and I think, you know, I'm not going to come on here and say I really understand all the intricacies of volleyball or whatever, but, you know, having watched a fair amount, and I've gone to a few games this year and stuff, but, I, you know, one of the most fun parts about following this run with the women's volleyball team for me, and I know you are more diehard and you know, you're on it, but just I think what's been fun and refreshing for a lot of fans is that there's no analyzing. Like, I don't think anybody is like I haven't seen anyone on Twitter being like, what's the coach doing or any of that. They're just like turning it off, just being fans and enjoying the game. And that's been really refreshing to see.
Absolutely. And the biggest question from fans this whole time has been, you know, what's Sean doing with that mustache, you know? And if that's the worst you're getting, you know, you're sitting in a pretty good position. And just to see the Cougar Nation jump into this and you know, get behind them. I didn't even see this with the National Championship Rugby game. You know, this was just incredible to see this fan base, you know, just pick up on the why not us and the support that not only at the arenas, but at home here in Provo and watching on ESPN and ESPN2 and getting the national recognition now.
And I think maybe there's something to learn there. Would you, like, as fans, maybe we just need to be more like just gung-ho, supportive, and enjoy the game instead of, I don't know, I guess this one I want to ask is, do you think the negativity can then translate into the team?
Absolutely, I think so. But at the same time, there's a big difference between, you know, basketball and football where you've got a year's worth of build-up. You know, as great as this run has been, most fans haven't paid attention up until, you know, the Sweet 16. And so they've had all of 2 or 3 weeks to get excited, and that negativity hasn't hit. And it won't hit now. You know, they've ensured that with their wins. But it's a lot easier because it's a less complicated game, too, as far as a fan standpoint. You know, don't say that to the coaches or the players, but from a fan standpoint, you know, you can analyze some of it, but most of them just didn't come into it until it was already hyped and you know, we're already on the bandwagon and so, you know, there's not been time for people to fall off that bandwagon, and so it can happen, but it's also showing the positivity that the players feel. I mean, they got their send-off, and you can tell they're playing for more than just themselves or their teammates. They're playing for coaches. They're playing for family, and they're playing for the fans. You know, they want to share that with the fans, and fans are accepting of that.
A two-way, like, they want they want to play for us, and they want us involved, and then we get involved, and we go back and forth. It's a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's just us in this locker room and nobody else going on with this team. It's kind of interesting.
Yep, absolutely.
I don't know if it's for better or for worse, but it's certainly been a different experience. That's been one of my main things that I've kind of witnessed through this. Also, frankly, there's not a whole lot to get negative about.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the things that that has been so exciting about this group is that they just seem unflappable. Things started to, you know, get loose in that third set against the Texas Longhorns, and they ended up losing that set, and then they came back, and they just went point for point, and then won a couple in a row, and finished out the game. And one of the things that Karch Karai, the king of the beach, the color commentator during the ESPN broadcast, he really pointed out, and I thought he did a nice job of pointing out, that one of the scary times for this team, and one of the things that I think fans should be aware of, as I'm sure the team is acutely aware of, is the times when Alexa Gray is taken off the court because of rotations, and that seemed to be the most vulnerable time for this Cougars team.
Yeah, absolutely, and you can run into that any time one of your top players is off the court, and you know, without a doubt, Alexa is one of the top players on this team. I mean, she's Her and Jennifer have provided the majority of the offense, and So, you know, it's almost like taking a Tyler Haas or a... Yeah, so get those two players off the court, and, you know, you're going to run into offensive problems. And just the same thing with getting either Jennifer or Alexa off the court. You know, you lose some of that offensive firepower, and you have to try and find it somewhere else. And that's where they've managed to do it, but it's not been the easiest. It's been a little bit of a struggle.
Yeah, I mean, it was a big deal in the third set, but it wasn't a big deal during the first and second set. Tamber Nobles did a nice job filling in, right? And so, but I do think that, like, he nailed it, right? That's the moments when if BYU is going to blow this game, I kind of feel like that's when it may occur.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's why their record's not quite so pleasant when you go into five games, is because that just happens to... coincide with when she's off the court. And, you know, they went 1-2 in five-set matches this year.
Yeah, so if this is going to go in a happy way for BYU, it can't go five sets.
Exactly, and that's what I was worried about last night was, you know, as soon as they dropped set number three and it was a real close one at set number four, you know, the rotation wasn't looking good if they went for five. And so, you know, they had to win it then. Otherwise, not only do you lose some of that offense, and you know, she was already out at close to the end, but you lose a lot of the confidence you built with the first two wins, or the first two set wins, and in a big game like that, you can't lose any of that edge.
Absolutely not, and I think that's one of the things that was so nerve-wracking about that fourth set is just, you know, it was so important, and there's some lucky calls, right? Like they called the touch on the Hampson spike that went out, but they called a touch afterwards. And those are the sort of breaks, though, that you have to get in order to go all the way, right?
Absolutely. You know, no team's going to get there on their own, you know, on their own luck. You're going to have to get some help from the other team, or you're going to have to get some help from the referees. And honestly, after watching that play a dozen times, I still couldn't tell if there was a touch or not. That had to have been one of those calls that the ref heard something.
Yeah, but even with HD, what the heck?
Yep.
I wanted to have you then, why don't you tell the people a little bit about what you know about the Penn State Nittany Lions women's volleyball team.
An established team. They're the only team that has actually won a championship in women's volleyball that east of, I believe it was Mississippi. And they're looking for their sixth win in, I believe, 8 years. They've got a total of six national championships, which is tied for the tops. And they're a big team. They're you know, going to go up, and they're not scared to play anybody. And they proved that against Stanford last night, you know. They're not going to back down. And so BYU is going to be facing a challenge. But, you know, if you want to be the best, you face the best.
And strengths on the floor, hitting, middle, defense?
I think they're going to win with the defense. You know, they're, the telling stat for me has been the Cougars' defense. They're going to, you know, they've got the offensive firepower, but anytime you get into the Final Four, the championship game, the other team's going to have the firepower as well. It's going to come down to who's got the better defense. And BYU has more than double the blocks of their opponents this year. I want to say the numbers are about, like, almost 460 to, like, 214-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Whitney Young has more blocks than the opponents combined. So... that's where it's going to come down to.
For real? Is that real?
Yeah, I believe she's got 226, and the opponents have 214.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Wow. So, I mean, and you know, they do such a good job on blocks, too. They always have, it seems like, good numbers, and they seem to be in a good spot all the time. You don't see very many blocks going over the top of BYU just because of first of all, they're just all really tall, and they jump really high.
Yeah. Well, and you can see that in the way that the other teams are adjusting on their kills. You know, they're having to hit it higher. It's going out of bounds more often, and they hit it, and they have to be ready to pick up the ball again because it there's a good possibility it's coming back to their side of the net.
So this is one of those games where you don't need to spell out the implications to people. This is 100% easy to understand. A national championship opportunity to be the top team in the country. But what do you think it would mean overall to make the Cinderella run, go through two established powers like Texas and Penn State all the way? What would that mean for this program, and maybe would it translate into even more success going forward?
I think it absolutely will. I mean, you're looking at, you know, the Cougars. You know, they're respected, but they're not the elite. The last time they were in the Final Four was 1993, and so you're looking at a span of 20 years, 21 years. A win here would propel your name, and in today's, you know, media market, you're on ESPN. You're not just you know, on the back pages of the newspaper anymore. Your program is set to prove itself, and a national championship will bring in the recruits. It'll say, show people that, you know what, BYU is a power team. They're good. Twice in 2 years they've gone past the sweet or into or past the Sweet 16, and you know you're going to get the more looks for the coaching and more opportunities for the players. I mean, Jen Hampson's opened up all sorts of doors for that with her, not only the dual sports, but just the media attention she's brought to the Cougars.
Sure. Can I play devil's advocate for a minute, though? Don't they get all of those benefits anyway? Haven't they already earned all of that at this point? Or do they have to win?
I think at some point you have to win. Not saying that they won't get some of those benefits, but I think a win, a national championship on your belt, can just say, look, you know what, we'll go with that extra step. Look what it did for the men's volleyball team. You know, they've gotten extra people and put people in the professional ranks of the volleyball, you know, and people talk about them. They're exciting to watch. The crowds are incredible at the Smith Fieldhouse when they play. And, you know, the women's volleyball team is still lacking in some of that areas. You know, their biggest crowd was against Utah, but that was three times the size of any of the other crowds.
Right.
And so your fans are going to, you know, well, if you just take a quick look, you win the national championship.
That means more.
Bring fans in, but you lose one key senior next year. You've got an established team and returning national championships. You're going to bring in the fans and even better the program even more.
Next question. Why can't Texas beat BYU at anything?
Because Taysom's just that much better than him. No. I think it's just, you know, the luck of the draw.
An amazing run, huh?
Yeah, exactly. You know, if they'd maybe put in a good word or two into the Big 12 for us, maybe we'd take it easy on them now and then. But it's they're just hitting the sports that the BYU is excelling at. You know, that they're seeing that BYU is playing well. They still think they can beat them, but we'll schedule them. Let's play them. And then they go away disappointed that they did.
Yeah, but given the run that they're on, even the BYU hockey team at this point might be able to beat Texas.
That's true.
For heaven's sakes. All right, well, there it is. And kind of what's the main thing that you'll be, you know, watching for? And, you know, how much nerves are you going to have throughout that game? I'm already a little nervous.
I'll tell you, I'm going to be extremely nervous because I'm going to be at a daughter's dance recital.
Oh.
And so I'll be trying to watch it on my little phone here. But I'll tell you, you've got to watch for the Cougars to come out and just establish their defense early. You saw in the third set last night that their offense sort of took a dip, but their defense really didn't. And the fourth set was the same way. But their defense kept them going. And you're going to have to see that same thing against a very powerful hitting Penn State team. And you can get these Penn State players thinking about where they're going to hit and how hard they're going to hit it. It could turn drastically early.
Hmm. And when did people, it seems like people have now come to recognize BYU's volleyball school. And sure, we recognized it in 2014, right? That's our strength sport. We're a volleyball school. But how long have they actually been a volleyball school?
I would say for probably the last 3 or 4 years is when they've really caught on. Problem is, it's usually in December. It would be nice if we could get them to be a little bit more of a volleyball school back in September and October. But it usually takes until December for fans to jump on board. And so, you know, it's going to have to happen sooner or later. And I think this is a huge step towards that because you're Sweet 16, Final Four, 10 national championship game, possible champions, you know. It's a progression.
Yeah, and even historically, right? I mean, they won back in 2004. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, they've always been pretty good at volleyball, and they've been excellent recently. So so in both men's and women's, it's just become a volleyball school. And what does that mean, right? Is that okay as a BYU fan?
Absolutely. It's okay because you know what? You can be a volleyball school and a football school and a basketball school. You're always going to have those fans that are going to participate in all three. But you know what? The more elite teams you have, the better off the entire athletic program is and better off the fan base is. I mean, all you have to do over the last couple of days and even into December of last year, you go onto Twitter or these social media sites and you're hearing chatter about BYU. And it's, you know, it's gotten to the point the last few years that it's taken over non-conference basketball games and BYU football bowl games, and there's nothing wrong with that.
And Kevin, where do people find you?
I'm on Twitter at Kevin4 BYU, or our website is vanquishthefoe.com.
And Kevin, he writes about the Olympic sports, but he also writes a great little piece about what you need to know, and no fan should be getting ready for any game without reading Kevin's What You Need to Know articles.
Appreciate it. It's a fun one to write.
Kevin, thanks for your time. And final predictions. What do you think? Are they going to come home with the trophy or not?
I'm going to go BYU in four.
BYU in four.
Yep. I hope I'm as correct as I was with the Final Four.
You're on a hot streak at this point, so
yep.
So there you go. And I have one other one. Certainly Coach Jeff Judkins of the women's basketball team is pleased for Alohi Robbins-Hardy, but he's kind of wanting her back by now, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, she's a good presence for him on the court. But you know what? I can just imagine him sitting there saying, you know what, you win this national championship and I'll give you whatever you want.
So they and real quick on them, actually, they started a little slow out of the gate, but they're starting to come on.
Yeah, absolutely. And that, you know, they came up and they won a close one against Utah, which has been a little bit of a struggle for them. You know, they've gotten behind and not been able to take that corner, but they beating their in-state rival, I believe it was at the Huntsman Center, was a big step, and they're starting to find their form and can only get better with Robbins back, and they're going to be exciting to watch, and don't be surprised if they make a run in a tournament.
Yeah, maybe make some noise in the WCC and get. I mean, there's the talent there. Morgan Bailey, Lexi Eaton, they're very good. So.
Absolutely.
All right. Okay, that's it. At Kevin, the number 4 BYU. Also, he's the one that he checks over everything at vanquishthefoe.com. It's Kevin Kennedy, and we're hoping for some great news from Absolutely. The women's volleyball team.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to CougarCast. If you enjoyed this show, take the time out to give us a rating on iTunes. Also, look for us on vanquishthefoe.com. If that isn't enough, you can follow us on Twitter @CougarCast. Enjoy the games, and go Cougars!